Validation costs me everything. Not just my money, but my peace, my health, and my self-respect. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up. One choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. There's a price we all pay when we chase the wrong things. And the most expensive thing I've ever bought didn't come from a store. It was validation. Validation cost me my money, my time, my health, and my peace. Back then, I had an apartment on the water. I had a financed car and a financed boat. Every weekend was parties, bottles, and people around me. It looked like success, but what it really was self-destruction, wearing designer clothes. I was working just enough to keep the image alive, not the dream. I was tired, empty, and addicted to being seen. What I didn't understand was that I wasn't chasing happiness. I was running from loneliness. Every decision I made, every drink, every swipe of that credit card came from the same wound. I'm not enough. I need people to see me so I can believe I exist. Maybe you've been there too. Scrolling for likes, chasing status, proving something to people who don't even think about you. Let me tell you, it's a losing game. Because validation is never full. It always wants another hit. And the more you feed it, the hungrier it gets. I remember one night, bottle in my hand, surrounded by strangers calling me bro. They didn't know my name the next morning, but they knew how to spend my money. One night turned into another, and soon I was fighting bouncers, getting arrested, hurting myself, literally carrying a back injury that still reminds me every day of how far I'd fallen. And you know what? That pain became my wake-up call. When you're sitting in a jail cell or a hospital bed wondering, how did I get here? That's when you realize this lifestyle doesn't love you back. One morning, I looked around my apartment. This beautiful waterfront view. And it hit me. Everything I owned me. I had built a cage that sparkled. So I started letting go. I let the car go back. I let the boat go back. I cut the subscriptions. I even started cooking my own food at home. I quit the bar scene. And for the first time in years, I started keeping the money I earned. I started keeping my peace. And I realized the things you let go of become the space where peace can finally live. Validation had me broke, but self-control made me wealthy. It wasn't overnight, but the moment I stopped trying to look successful and started trying to be stable, everything changed. My bank account grew. My health got better. My confidence came from discipline, not dopamine. You see, good decisions compound, just like the bad ones. Skip one night out, and you've got $100 saved. Do that every week for a year, you've got a down payment. Do that for 5 years, you've got an income property. That's not magic, that's math. But math only works when your mind does. And if your mind is addicted to being seen, you'll never have enough left to build. Let's go deeper for a second. Most of us who chase validation, we're not shallow, we're hurt. We're little kids still waiting for someone to say, I'm proud of you. So we try to buy that feeling through clothes, cars, achievements, followers. But here's the truth. You don't heal by being seen. You heal by being known by yourself. When I finally stopped running from my past and started asking why I needed all the attention, I learned something. I was never broken. I was just disconnected from who I really was. And once I started respecting myself, saying no, setting boundaries, forgiving myself, the need for validation disappeared. That's when I became free. So here's your challenge this week. I want you to do an audit. Look at where your money's going. Look at where your energy's going. How much of it is spent on proving versus how much of it is spent on improving. Cut one unnecessary expense. Say no to one distraction. Spend that time reading, praying, walking, creating, anything that feeds you instead of draining you. Freedom isn't built in one big leap. It's built in 1,000 small no's that protect your yes. This was the Nomad Build. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And remember, you can't buy peace, but you can build it. One honest choice at a time.